Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning, and welcome to the show. And today, I get to have two wonderful guests, and they are both such incredible women. Let's see who gets to go first for introducing themselves. Okay, which one of you wants to go first?
Hey, it's Janetta, but you know what? I'm in transit, so I'm dropping my mom off and to a home, but I can listen, so let her go first, and then I'll come back in.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be safe, honey.
For a minute. No. I'm in transit, honey, but I'm listening, okay? So if I fade away,
okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. If I fade away, you know it's those hot spots, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I guess that's me. I'm on. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Sadu. Are you supposed to say anything first, or am I just jumping in?
You just jump in.
That sounds good. That's kind of my style anyway, I suppose. So, hi, I'm Elizabeth Sadu, and I'm so honored to be here today. I love laughing and playing with Barbara Grace, and what a blessing to have Janetta too. How fun. I guess maybe we're at the Three Musketeers or something like that today, huh? or the whatever, you know, the three divine goddesses. How's that?
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah. So anyway, it's like hard to know where to jump in, because I tell you, it seems like every day something changes. So it looks like I actually am going to start bring my business back up again, and probably sometime next year. And I'll be at ElizabethSadu.com. And anyway, you can find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Mataji Sadu. Sadu is S-A-D-H-U. But if you're a friend of Barbara Grace's, you can find me that way. And I'm so what do? Who the heck knows? Sometimes it's like, feels like everything, and sometimes it feels like, what do I do again? So I am the angelic ambassador of joy. I'm cosmic consultant, warrior goddess of light. I talk to angels. Archangel Michael is kind of one of my best buddies. He says, hell yeah. I seem to find him. He's always funny with me, which I suppose that kind of makes sense, since I seem to find everything funny. And he calls himself Archangel Mikey often. So anyway, I have a group of guys called, I know, cute, huh? I have a group of guys called the Beans, B-E-A-N-S, and I work with them. And anyway, I just my passion and mission, well, at least there's kind of two of them, but I think they fit together really well, is helping people passionately, unconditionally, beautifully love themselves and finding the joy in life. That's just my focus, my obsession, my mission, my passion, all that stuff. So there you go. Was that enough?
That was perfect. It couldn't have been any better. That's a wonderful.
Oh, excellent.
Okay, so now I'm supposed to tell people who I am, because I always assume that they
know.
There
you go.
All right. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. That's it. That's all I know. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I use a method called Infinity Healing to help people let go of those old beliefs that drag them down so that they can start living that life of joy and transformation and amazement and wonderment and all the wonderful things in life. And my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I am committed to assisting others in finding themselves, in finding the truth of who they are. So I offer free 20-minute discovery sessions. And you can go on my website and click on the schedule now and book one. And that's just an opportunity for people to get clarity about what it is they believe that's actually holding them back. And I just love doing that. I love helping people to see the truth, to see who they really are, and to watch them become who they truly are. I don't think there's anything more enjoyable than that. Okay, sex might come in close, but, you know. you just can't do the sex everywhere, but I can do the healing work everywhere. So. I don't even know why that came up, but it did, but I'm all right. Maybe it's the hint of what I should do this weekend. Okay.
Well, there you go. That's good.
Okay, so we will be answering questions, doing angel readings, doing whatever it is we are guided to do for the people who call in on the show. So don't be afraid. We will not bite. No, we really will not bite. Okay. So the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And it's funny because we did actually have a couple of callers, but I think I scared them away.
Did they pop off like, ah?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Barbara Grace.
I know.
You wild and wanton woman, you.
I am scandalous, apparently. Even more so than I imagined.
I guess so.
Well, then, I guess I'll just have to share this message that I got from Janetta, and she was giving me an affirmation that Stuart Wilde wrote, and in his book, The Trick to Money is Having Some. And so he has this affirmation that he recommends that people repeat throughout the day. And the affirmation is, I am always in the right place at the right time. Abundance is simple and natural to me, and all of my needs are constantly met. Can you imagine how your life would change if you actually believed that? If you actually lived it?
Yeah.
I can tell you,
hell
it really
yeah,
does
baby.
Make a big difference.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah. Okay, so we are going to do some infinity healing for accepting this as a belief in our lives. So, would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are always in the right place at the right time?
Abundance is simple and natural to you, and all of your needs are constantly met. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. So anyone who said yes to that, you started that energy in you. And the beautiful thing about infinity healing is that once you say yes and you do the breath, that is becoming a part of who you are. And it is going in and replacing, digging out all of those beliefs that you have that are counter to that new truth that you've accepted. And it will, over time, replace them all with this truth. And you will find that your life is changing. It started now. Wonderful. Okay. So, it is Friday, the 4th of December. Oh, Christmas is coming.
How'd that happen?
I know. I have actually bought three presents this year, so that's much better than last year when I didn't buy anything.
Yeah. I just read somewhere that there's 29 holidays at this time of year.
29?
I know.
I guess it's all around
the
winter solstice. Yeah. Well, you know, it makes sense because this was a time of change and they would have their winter solstice things and the pagan things and the other. You know, all of that energy right now is intense because, whatchamacallit, Hanukkah is starting Sunday night or Monday
night. I saw that. So maybe I'm supposed to do a chant or something.
Okay. What are we chanting for?
I don't know. Let's see what they say. Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for miracles. What they tell me about this one is that it's kind of like this idea of breaking down these walls or these ideas we have about stuff, and so it's going to feel like a miracle as things shift, and it's going to feel so it's kind of like the miracle thing helps break down those walls of old beliefs and old habits. You know, how we do some things automatically. In fact, what comes to mind is, I remember when my husband and kids and I, we all moved to a different house in the same town, but it was on the opposite side of town. And so I'd be driving home. So when we first moved in, it took me a month or so. I'd first drive home from work, and I'd find myself just heading automatically without even thinking about it, even though I knew I'd moved. I totally knew this, but I'd be driving just automatically to the old house, because it was in this whole other part of town, you know. So anyway, we just do so many things kind of automatically. We think things automatically. And so the angels are telling us right now that I'll do this chant for miracles, and that it just helps kind of bust it up a little bit and break open that those old beliefs and bring down the walls. So here we go. Dun, dun, ram, das, guru, jinnasiriya, tanasavariya. Puri hoe karamat apsir janhare dhariya Sikhi ate sangati parabrahma karanama sakariya Atala ata hotolatu tera antanapara variya Jini tu sevya bokara setu dipara utariya Labalo bakama krodha maho maraka de tu disa paravariya. Dana sotera tana hai sachatera pesa kariya. Nanakatu lahana tu hai guru amara tu vichariya. Guru Ditta Tamanda Sadariya. Guru Ditta Tamanda Sadariya. So the angels are showing me, they're all kind of jumping up and down, my guides. They've got their pom-poms out, and they're pink and silver and purple pom-poms, sparkly, and they're shaking them, and they're shaking them all over all of us and putting sparkles on all of us and saying, it is so, it is so. And the infinity healing is working.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful. You know, the last few days, my mind isn't working what it used to, and I'm getting used to this new way of being. But I don't even know why I said that, except that explains why I'm often stopping when I'm talking. Okay, so the last few days I've been getting these messages about who we are, about what we're moving towards, about how life is changing. And for those who are hoping that the chaos that we've been going through for the last year is over, no, it's not. It's actually going to get worse for the next year. But, you know, that's an opportunity for us to step out of the chaos and into who we truly are. And I said all that because later I am going to play a song that is going to have energy from Jesus or whatever name you use for him. His energy is the same no matter what the name is. And it's going to be healing energy, and it's going to help you to let go of who you believe you are now and to step into your power. Okay. So first, though, we are going to go to a caller. Oh, gosh, I wonder if I can actually make it through today. Okay, this is a caller from a private number. So I don't know who you are. So if you are on the line, say your name.
Hi, yeah, my name's Brandy.
Hi, Brandy, how are you?
Oh, doing well.
Hi, Brandy.
Good.
Yeah, just started listening to y'all's show.
Wonderful. Well, what can we do for you? We do readings, we do healings, we do whatever we're guided to do. What's going on in your life, Brandy?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to ask for a love reading or whatever is important to know.
Okay. So that's
I always
me, right?
Elizabeth go first. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because Janetta is hiding still.
Okay, she's still hiding. Okay. Okay, Brandy, let's see what we're getting. Okay, this is interesting. I'm sitting there waiting, and the angels then are like, just start talking. So for some reason, and I don't understand this exactly, but they say it'll make sense. They're showing me marching. They're showing me that they're marching around. Okay, guys, not sure what that means.
Marching, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, so we'll just keep going and see. Okay, so maybe it's more like walking. So, okay, they're showing that it's like you're doing a lot of walking, like you're going to be entering into like some kind of half marathon or marathon they're encouraging you to do that. They're saying that it's like you've been looking for some kind of a fitness goal or something, and that they would encourage you to see what's local and to find something that would kind of speak to you, that you'll know what it is. And they're saying they really want to see you do a lot of walking. And I don't know why. They were showing it as marching at first. And they were. They were marching around.
Probably.
They were showing me. Go ahead.
Probably so. I'll start exercise.
Yeah. Maybe so. So they're saying that you will be a new woman, that you will be so delighted and uplifted and and amazed and in awe of what is going to happen for you with this marching / walking, and that they're saying that you are going to meet people. They're saying that it would be really fun also for you to join some kind of a group where have a couple walking buddies where you can train together, but that it's something that you have like a, oh, what do they call those, accountability kind of buddy, you know, to help you. You know, you have those days you're like, I can't leave the house, but then you have your buddies, you know,
yeah.
Your buddies are waiting for you, you know. And so I don't know if this is anything you've been thinking about at all, but they're saying this is going to be huge for you, that this is like this amazing, like, life-changing event for you, or not event so much as a new way of being, that this is, and you're going to have fun with it, that they're saying to, you know, you could listen to music, you could listen to books on your, you know, iPod or whatever thingy. But they're saying you could also have buddies, that you're going to have these, you're also going to have times where you're walking by yourself, but that you're going to be, it's going to be, they're saying you could make it like, you could do music and all that kind of stuff or books, but they're also saying that you can make it like a meditation. So that this would be, you know, like I don't know, everybody's so different with their meditation. You know, we always have that, we have that old paradigm of we must sit in full lotus and blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, for 31 minutes, blah, 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 right? So they're saying, nah, throw that out the window. That's for works for some people, but that they're saying that you're going to click into this whole walking meditation, but it's going to be different every time you go. You know, that maybe it's with buddies, maybe it's with music, maybe it's the walking meditation. You know, and then you're going to see stuff as you walk that's just going to like bliss you out. They're showing me that you are just so blissed out in this whole process. And that you'll have other ideas. Things will come to you about how to do it or where to go and all that. So that it's going to be super fun for you. You're going to be uplifted. You're going to be a new woman. Now, I don't know if you want to be a new woman, but they're saying you're going to be a new woman.
I do. Oh, wow.
So I guess that's, they're saying, oh, now they're shaking their pom-poms and shaking the sparkles all over you, saying, you go, girl. You can do it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Okay.
Wonderful.
This is amazing grace.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
So what they're telling me, Brandy, is that this is like what I was talking about, you know, the chaos in the world, and it's shaking everything up. And you get to shake up your life. You get to step outside of your habits, your comfort zones, and to start living. So as you're getting out there, you're walking, you're moving, your energy's moving, you are pumping up the joy, is what I'm hearing. And as you become this, you know, happier, more joyous person, you become incredibly attractive to people who want a happy, joyous person in their lives. So this
right.
is how you are going to be found by those who are looking for you. This is how you are going to have that connection. And I'm seeing that there are two potentials coming into your life for a partnership, committed relationship, whatever it is you're looking for, and that it's when you are out there shining, when you are out there enjoying, that they will see you and they will find you absolutely irresistible. So you're going to get a choice, so, you know, pick whichever one you like, and don't worry, the other one's going to find somebody else, so it's okay. No one has to suffer, no one has to go without. It's just a matter of making your own decision. And that's what you're moving towards. So how does that feel?
Thank you. Thank you both.
You bet.
Great. Wow. It feels like you are going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah. That does sound fun.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. Well, now you know when you get off the phone, you can go out and take a walk, you know. Start now.
Right.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to know?
I don't know. I mean, is there anything that you'll see with career or anything like that, or not really right now?
They're saying just start. They're saying, yeah, you're right. That as you do, as you move into this kind of new, joyful you, new woman, that it's going to unfold for you. And that's basically what the new earth is about, too, that really,
right.
You know, things are changing so, you know, rapidly and swiftly and whatever that my angels, they always say that, oh, they could do predictions, but then in 2 minutes later it's going to change anyway. So, so
yeah.
They're like, we're not going to do that, you know.
So
they're saying just pay attention. Yeah, they're saying just pay attention as you're moving into this more joy-filled state, because what will happen is things will occur to you like, oh, I could do this, you know, and then you could write it down, you know, just remember. But what will happen is it will become very clear to you, like almost without having to pause and take a breath. You will just start going towards it, you know. It's not like you'll have to – pardon me?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought I heard something. Anyway, so
– I heard something, but it wasn't
basically – okay, gotcha. So basically they're just saying that as you cultivate this beautiful you that you already are, and you're just going to be more of it, that it will unfold for you. So just, it's kind of like, just pay attention and notice, and don't discount anything, you know, because basically what they've been telling me a lot is that there's a lot of new professions and new things that are going to be coming out in this new earth, and they liken it to, you know, if we thought 20 or 25 or 30 years ago about the idea that there would be all these people doing computer work, for instance, we would have thought, what is that? I don't understand that. You know, but now it's just a fact of life for us, right? The internet and how we are, you know, it's such a global world. So they're saying that you might have ideas that are be like, whoa, what is that? I don't know how I could use that X thing that I know how to do. But just write stuff down and kind of remember, and then it will unfold beautifully. And you're just going to have so much fun. And like Barbara Gray said, you know, you're just going to be this joy person, and people are coming. People are coming to you.
Yeah, that's good, because I had some health problems in the past. It's starting to get better now. So that makes sense with me needing to work out and things like that as well.
Yeah. And the only thing they want to say is, now don't be mega hard on yourself, you know. Just, you know, you're going to ease into it. But even if you start out and you're like, okay, I'm going to walk 3 days a week and I'm going to walk 20 minutes at a time and I can only go, you know, at this speed, just do that and enjoy that, you know. And then you'll just find, without even thinking about it, you'll just get fitter and you'll be like, oh, I want to go for 30 minutes today or whatever. You know, it'll just – but they're showing me that at some point here, you're going to end up walking a half marathon or a marathon, and that it'll be a really fun event and a kind of a fitness-type goal for you.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love that. Thank you all so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate the reading.
Thank you, Brandy.
Well, don't go anywhere
yet,
Brandy.
Wait,
no,
Barbara
don't leave, Brandy. They want me to do a little bit of clearing work on you so that you can go of some of the stuff from the past. So if you are willing to receive Infinity Healing Energy, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So would you like an Infinity Healing for letting go of your past beliefs about what is and is not possible, what you can and cannot do, how you have to feel, or any of those connections to what's already happened that you really don't need anymore, that they're just weighing you down? So if you'd like for this Infinity Healing Energy to detach you gently from all of this, heal all of the little places where it was inserted into you, so that you can start anew right now in your life and move forward in the direction that you choose,
and know that it is you that is creating what you experience. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for stepping into your joy right now in this moment, for allowing yourself to feel that beautiful joy that is already inside of you that you may have been suppressing for whatever reason? Somebody may have told you, well, you're supposed to be sick, you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be that. But now you're throwing all of that out the window. So if you want to just allow that joy to start bubbling up inside of you, to start manifesting in your life, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting yourself be okay with the changes? Because there's going to be lots of changes in your life, and there are going to be changes that are for your highest good. So this is just giving yourself permission to allow the changes. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, Brandy, how do you feel?
I feel great.
Great,
I feel
wonderful.
Good.
Well, your life is changing. You started the process, and this is going to continue until it's done. So get out there and enjoy life.
Okay, I definitely will.
Wonderful. And thanks so much for calling.
Yes, thank you all. Have a good weekend.
Me too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Bye.
Okay. You ready to go on to the next one?
You betcha.
Okay. Our next caller is from area code 313. Hi, who's this?
Hello. My name's Ebony.
You say
hi, Ebony? Ebony.
Hi.
Oh, Ebony. Okay.
Yes.
My ear's not working, but that's okay. So, Ebony, what can we do for you today?
I just need a little more clarity on kind of how to get unstuck. I know I'm supposed to, you know, think positive. I just keep finding myself back in this mindset, and I was going to try something like hypnosis to just kind of clear my mind, but I'm just trying to just see if I can talk to somebody. I need a little guidance.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yes.
There, the guides, my guides are saying, you came to the right place.
That's awesome.
Okay, first thing I saw was I'm going to do the chant for miracles for you.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just one of those times, I don't know if you were hearing the show earlier, I did the chant, but they're saying this is really specifically for you, Ebony, and that this is going, it's kind of like one of those things, like you said, you're trying to, you know, think positively and all that kind of stuff, and what this chant does is it breaks through, really tears down walls and breaks through those old beliefs. And that it feels like a miracle when we finally let go of stuff because we've had things hang on for so long, right? So it's going to feel awesome and miraculous and wonderful. So just go ahead and if you can, just kind of close your eyes if you can. Sounds like you got stuff going on. And we'll do that. I'll do this chant for you. It's okay.
Okay.
It's all good. It's for them too. For them too. Okay. Dun dun ram das guru janasidya tenesavariya puri hoe karamat opposite of janahare dhariya Sikhiyate Sangati Para Brahmakara Namasakariya Atala Atahotolatu Tera Antanapara Variya Jini Su Sevia Bokaira Setu De Para Utari Laba Loba Kama Krodha Maho Maraka De Tu De Sapara Variya Dana Sotera Tana Hai Sachatera Pesa Kariya Nanaka tu lahena tu hai guru amara tu vicharia guru ditata manasa daria guru ditata manasa daria.
Okay, just take that in, you know, and if you have a down moment, you can always go back, you know, to the link and listen again. But just, it doesn't matter about the words or what they mean or any of that stuff. This is pure sound current, pure healing. It's just pure love and joy that's going into you. And, so they're wanting me, okay, what is it you want me to say? They're saying this is for your whole family and that it's like there's this energy, you got a little energy of exhaustion, you know. And so they're saying they would love to see if you can have little moments here and there where you are just able to kind of sit and just breathe a little bit. And somehow they're showing me to bring your kids into this whole thing. That they're, it's like and I don't know how many kids you have and how old they are or any of that stuff, but the angels are showing me very clearly, they're saying, bring them into this process. So it's not about kind of, okay, now I need to have a break and get away so I can do this. This is about bringing them in and almost like making it a game of, okay, how long can we stay quiet and even they're showing me that it's like a game, like, okay, whoever wins this three times in a row or we're going to have a punch card or we're going to have stars or whatever, you know, where the kids are like learning how to cultivate that quiet and have them close their eyes too. And maybe it's only happening 30 seconds at a time, but this is going to be something that's going to go with them for the rest of their lives and be really powerful and amazing and helpful for them. And okay, somehow the angels are telling me it's almost like it's not necessarily all your kids or that you have kids. It's like you are around a lot of kids or something. I don't know exactly, but this is something that you're going to do for kids, for these kids or whatever, but that it's going to help you too. So, you know, almost like you could even do like a reward where, okay, whoever can be quiet the longest and we're going to start out and we're going to only do it for 2 minutes or, you know, whatever it is, depending on how old the kids are. And whoever can be quiet the longest is going to get a sticker or whatever. You'll figure out some fun thing that would speak to them. And maybe they all do it. So then they all get a sticker. Then you up the time a little bit. So I don't know if this is speaking to you at all, but this is, the angels were just showing me really clear that this is something, it's going to totally help you. You're going to be really focused with them. It's going to help them, and that you're all going to then lift yourselves up, and that you won't even have to think, oh, they're telling me that it's almost like you're working too hard to try to stay positive. Oh, now, okay, now they're showing me, yeah, you know, I know, you know it. We all know that, right? Yeah. So they're telling me that as you have moments of maybe it's sadness, maybe you're like struggling, you're fighting with the whatever, like, you know, maybe you watch the news or something and you're like feeling down. So they're saying just give yourself a hug, you know, like you're just kind of embracing that whatever feeling. And they're showing me this funny image of as you embrace it and you've got the, let's say it's an angry feeling or a sad feeling. They're showing me that as you embrace it and you're like hugging on yourself so hard that that feeling is like squirting out and going out the top of your head. So it's like you're loving on it and embracing it, and it's popping out like, okay, done. You know, because it's like you let it have its little time, you know, like you allowed it, you appreciated it, and you said, yeah, that's okay, you know. So you're good, and so quit trying so hard. Like they're saying, you are so hard on yourself. So quit trying so hard and just let it flow a little bit and hug on those feelings you're having and that you're so there. But they're saying there's this really huge significant thing that for these kids, and I don't know if it's your kids or there's other kids or it's your kids and other kids exactly, but that there's something about you teaching them how to be in that stillness, you know, and how to have it be fun and how they're going to cultivate. You could, and they're showing me that you can even then, so let's say as you're cultivating your inner knowingness, you can help them cultivate their inner knowingness. And you know what I'm talking about. It's this feeling of we keep having to look. We think we keep looking, have to look outside ourselves to find the answers, right? But when we know we've got it inside ourselves, right? So you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it for those kids. So they're so – and the angels are shaking their pom-poms saying, you go, girl, you got it. They're shaking – sparkles all over you.
Well, I just have one, but as you say that, like I can kind of see myself, you know, just I just kind of see myself, I don't know, helping other children, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something you've thought about, but they're saying that it's something that you would be really good at, and that it's and then, oh, they're showing me also that as you do that, that it's going to help their parents then too. Like the kids are going to get this cool thing from you and that they're going to go home and teach their parents, right? And then the kids are going to teach their friends who are then going to teach their parents. And it's going to be this big circle that's this big ripple effect.
Wow, that's powerful.
Okay. Barbara Grace.
Okay, well, let's see. Let me sort through everything I've gotten. I don't know if you've ever thought about teaching meditation to children, but I heard that. So that may be something that you actually want to do and get paid for doing. And it will make a phenomenal difference in the lives of children, because children nowadays are so inundated with all of this noise, all of this activity, that they don't even know how to be quiet. It's not something that they ever experience. So I don't know if you're supposed to become a children's meditation teacher, but, you know, look into it if it's interesting.
This is really teaching me a lot today.
Yay.
Yeah.
So they want us to do a little bit of clearing work around the whole idea of being stuck. Okay, so I have no idea. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, maybe when you guys say I'm trying to be too positive, I literally wanted to, like, go away for, like, a few months to, like, a meditation temple or retreat just to kind of get myself fully together mentally with the food, with the mindset, and not really have to deal with too much, because I just feel like so much that I have to clear that I get overwhelmed when I'm doing it by myself, so I'll quit. But then I just find myself back in the same predicament or worse because of my mindset. But then it's like I know if I go somewhere, I don't know, maybe I'm still trying too hard, but I really want to be better, but I'm just not.
Yeah.
Well, what we're going to do now is going to start the process of changing you, of letting you let go of that, all that stuff that makes you feel like I need to get away from all that stuff. So I don't know if that made any sense at all, but that is what I'm going to say. So are you willing to have an infinity healing to allow yourself to step back and to look at your life, to look at situations without the judgment, without trying to figure out, okay, this is right, this is wrong, and just let yourself see the lessons that you are learning, see the experiences that you are having, and be okay with them, because they do not have to be a particular way in order for you to move forward in your life. So if you'd like to take that stress off of yourself, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for starting to create that sacred place right where you are, that place where you can experience the peace, the quiet, the serenity, the love, where you can make your choices and eat only the things that actually feel right to you, where you can start centering in yourself and making the best choices for yourself, regardless of what's going on around you, regardless of any chaos or any circumstances or any other stuff that's trying to intrude into your life, where you can be centered in you and see everything without taking it personally. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to see the beauty in life, the beauty in children, the beauty in yourself, the beauty that is always there, but you're so busy making sure that you're positive and you're not negative and judging whether you're positive or negative, that you don't actually allow yourself to see what's there. So if you'd like to spend your life in the beauty, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing every single attachment you have to any thoughts, beliefs, or programming that say that you are stuck? To just let go of the whole idea of being stuck and to realize that you are in the flow of love, in the flow of every wonderful thing in life, and that you can create the life that you want right now. You don't have to wait 6 months. You don't have to purge. You don't have to detox. You don't have to do anything. You can do it right now. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Can't take it out like this.
Okay, how does that feel?
Feels better.
Good.
Appreciate it.
So they want you to set goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? You know, you can set a goal for a year from now or a week from now or 3 hours from now. Hey, it's your goal. You can set whatever you want. And decide what it is you want, who it is you want to be, who you are becoming, and then they will guide you in the steps that you need to take in order to achieve that goal. So you really are the one creating everything that you experience. So it's important for you to know what it is you really want. And that children's meditation thing keeps coming up. So you may want to, I don't know if that's something you've ever even thought about doing.
I thought that was, thought that was being like too positive, and I don't know. I thought it was being too much. But sometimes I'm just thinking about what others think.
Well, you know, you came into this life at this particular time because you wanted to make a difference in the world. And that's one of the ways that you could do it, by making a difference in the lives of all those children, by letting them find the peace within them. And the more we do that, and the more children grow up in that inner peace, the less likely it will be that there will be wars and conflicts and all of that. Because those children will know that that is not necessary, and they will not tolerate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Ebony, this is Elizabeth again, and the angels are telling me that you can just dive into this, that there's nothing about you that needs to be fixed. There's nothing about you that needs to be changed, that you are ready now to do what it is you came here to do. So part of that is letting it kind of unfold, you know, whether it's the meditation with kids, because I was getting that really strongly. Like, that's hugely impactful. But their angels are saying, you are perfect right this second, exactly as you are, and that you can just start now. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. There's nothing that needs to be changed. But what will happen is that, you know, as we accept and love that we're perfect exactly as we are right now, what happens is changes do happen with us, you know. And that's all good, because then we're perfect exactly as we are right now. You get it, you know? Now.
Yeah.
We're perfect now. Yeah. Now. Now, they're wanting me to really emphasize this with you. And I'm telling you, honey, I totally get this one. So they're saying, full steam ahead, girlfriend. You can do it. They love you.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Well, you are welcome.
Much love.
Okay.
And I'm going to mute you so you can stay on the line if you want to.
Okay.
So now I am guided to play the song, Let It Go. And everyone's heard this song 60 million times, which is absolutely fine. This particular version, though, also has energy attached to it. It is the energy that's actually going to help you to let it go. That's actually going to help you to release the things that keep you from living your power. Because living your power is one of those things that they keep telling me about over and over and over again. So that's what we're all supposed to do. So I'm going to play the song now. I hope this is the right song. So sit back, listen, close your eyes, and let the energy work through you as you listen.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in heaven. heaven knows I try. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
All this energy moving. Okay.
That was awesome. Janetta's back.
Yay!
Got Janetta.
Yay!
Sorry, I'm late. Let it go, okay? No. So all is well. All is well. That was beautiful. I can relate to that song in many different instances, you know?
Yeah, and ever since we were on calls last night, and every call I was on, they talked about that song. It was just like, okay, there's something about this song. So after all of the calls were over, I sat there and I played that song over and over and over. That's one of those times, you know, when I'm glad I live alone. but every time I played it felt like I was getting more and more energized, you know, that it was more and more standing in my power. And it was like I was sitting up straighter. And in fact, I was awake for like 4 hours afterwards because I couldn't go to sleep because there was all this energy in me. So
I was
going to
say to Elizabeth, she needs to make a CD of her songs. I love them.
Oh, thank you, honey.
That would be neat, Elizabeth. Maybe you should do a chant each week and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, that
well,
sounds great.
Well, it's interesting you say that because it looks like my husband and I were talking about it. We got so many changes going on in our life. We're going to move to a different town. We're going to get a little house. And we were talking about, he says he'll market me, and I'm going to kick into my business and really go for it. And so part of it is I thought about doing YouTube videos. And so, yeah,
Yeah, you, sisters, you know it, honey.
Well, good. You know, it's all part of letting go and moving into our power, because we are supposed to be out there. We are supposed to be seen. We are supposed to be known for what we do.
Yeah.
And this includes you, Janetta, so you're going to have to come up with something. You've got all that poetry, all that inspiration. When are you going to start putting it on YouTube?
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because I thought about that. Yeah. With this You Select to Bless, you know?
Yeah. That would be wonderful. And then you could have little messages and let people get to know you, and they would start working with you, because, hey, we are supposed to change the world, people. So we need to get our act in gear.
Yeah.
Ebony's going to have her little children's meditation center.
I know.
Thank you, showing me.
That's funny you said
of
that.
This.
I love it that you said that, Barbara Grace, because I almost said out loud. And Ebony, if you're still listening, that's you too, honey.
Yeah. It's like such a phenomenal way that, you know, each of us is going to do what feels right to us, and it's, everything's going to be a little bit different, and that's absolutely great, and we're each contributing to this new world, to this new heaven on earth that we are moving towards, and it takes each and every one of us to achieve that goal.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. We are all one, and we need all of us.
Yes, definitely. So 2016 is going to be a busy year. Okay, so we will set our goals right now. Okay, 1 year from now, what will you have achieved, Elizabeth?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, no pressure, no putting me on the spot or anything.
No, none of that, no.
None of that. Well, you know, it's interesting. I've had these visions for years of me on stage in front of with this huge crowd of people, and I see myself speaking and chanting and dancing, and I see myself walking through and being in the crowd and interacting, and so I just thought, you know, always trusted, well, if that's supposed to happen, it'll happen, you know. And I firmly believe it's going to happen. You know, I see myself doing that. I see myself, you know, YouTube videos. I see myself with a longer, I think I'm supposed to do a longer radio show, Barbara Grace, you know, like kind of like what you do, but it'll be my own thing, you know. So I may be calling on you two for being guests on my show. Whatever, however that's supposed to look. I don't know what that is exactly. But so I really see myself a year from now. I think I'll be really kicked in to what my you know, life's mission, which is sharing the joy and helping people find that passionate, unconditional love of themselves, you know, and being in that sheer joy of it. And then that ripples out. Yeah, the angels keep showing me that it's like we leave slug trails, and we can leave slug trails of joy that seep into other people, or you can leave slug trails of sadness or anger or whatever. But we're all affect each other, and we are all one. So
wonderful. See, you weren't put on the spot. You had an answer.
I just had to tease you a little bit, honey.
Okay, Janetta.
Yeah. Well,
where are you
going to
be a year?
I'm going to be doing the You Select to Bless business, which is everybody in the life movement, which is life, L-I-F-E, love is for everyone. And all of this would be in the care to share with each other, each one linking up. I see T-shirts. I see the bands. We're exchanging stuff, and proceeds going to communities and individuals that are in need and just helping each other to change the world and the consciousness of those who are open to listen and to love through Love's Embrace. But it's You Select the Blessed, and the life mission would be Love is for Everyone.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, and I could branch out to the YouTube videos as well, but I just see it, you know, there's a lot of things out here right now where people can link up and become a part of helping others because, you know, government is not going to do it, and we have to do it. We have to do it for each other. Those, you know, the vets that are coming back, people that are homeless on the streets, and just make a big movement and start something that's going to be so powerful because, you know, it's all in the thought. The best is just a thought away and how we can think and make this world a better place.
Right. So, yeah, wonderful.
You know, that's a part of us, Elizabeth and you, Barbara, and I could just see us, you know, meeting and greeting and helping people and maybe even having a conference where people would just flock in and say, hey, what's this all about? Infinity healing. I need some.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, wow. You have wonderful visions of the future.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay. A year from now, I see myself having developed the program that I'm getting hits about now, about helping people to reach a higher dimension of life and of living. And I'm hearing that it's the fourth dimension, if that makes sense to people. If it doesn't, then let it go. And they're changing the vibrations, you know, changing my vibration, changing everybody's vibration. I feel myself living on a totally different level and actually traveling around and talking to people in different parts of the world, doing the infinity healing, you know, doing the work on their chakras and raising their vibration and taking them to these higher levels of existence so that we can actually be creating the heaven on earth that, you know, that's a phrase that's been going through my mind for the last 10 years, that's what I want to do. I want to create heaven on earth. So this is how they're showing me that I can do this. I'm also apparently going to be writing at least 2 books in the next year, so I guess I need to get busy. And I'm not sure, you know, exactly what those are going to be about, but they're each going to have the infinity healing energy in them. So just by having the book, it will start to change your life. So if you have it and never read it, it's still going to impact you. If you read it, it'll impact you even more. And I don't know where that came from because I hadn't thought of it before, but okay. So and I see myself reaching more and more people. There'll be more stuff on YouTube. I don't really see a clear vision of exactly what it's going to look like, but I know it's going to be there. It's all about reaching out. It's about allowing the love within me to connect with the love in everybody else. Okay, I got to write that one down. All right, that's my year.
Oh, can I add something, Barbara Grace?
Of course.
Thank you, because you talking about books reminded me that I have actually started, I haven't made much progress, but I'm writing about my life, and it's going to be called My Life as a Sadhu. And I got real clear that I was supposed to share, because I've had a kind of an interesting, you know, spiritual journey, whatever. I became a Sikh, I had an arranged marriage, and just, you know, wearing a turban and all that kind of stuff, and with, you know, learning sound healing and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they tell me that people will find it interesting. So I will either have that done or have made huge, huge progress on that.
Awesome.
Wonderful. And then we can all, you know, take a break and go and see Ebony and see the meditation center with the little children.
I like it. Yeah.
Being so peaceful in this lovely little setting. Oh, we have so much to look forward to.
We do.
So, Ebony, you know, we're going to hold you accountable. Ebony, I'm going to bring you back in so that you can actually let us know whether or not we should just leave you alone. Okay. As soon as I get this computer to work. Come on, baby. Okay, maybe I'm not going to bring you back in because now the computer is not responsible. I just love the way things work. Okay. Ebony, are you with us? Oh, I thought it was responding. Okay, I'm going to let you alone, Ebony. Apparently, I'm supposed to. you know, life just takes us from these magical, mystical, wonderful journeys, and we never really know what to expect, what's going to happen. But in a way, we always know what to expect and what's going to happen because it's being created according to what we believe. So when we are in alignment with what it is we actually want to create, when we've let go of the beliefs that would keep us from our own magnificence, then we get to create what we desire. We get to create the truth of who we are. And that's part of the beauty of life. And I don't know why they don't teach us that when we're in school. Wouldn't it be great if kids knew that?
Oh, Ebony.
Something else for you to teach, Ebony.
Well, Barbara Grace, this is Elizabeth, and I'm kind of feeling like I'm supposed to go now. I've got stuff here with Mother and Dad, and so. But this has been sheer joy and sheer pleasure to be with you both.
Always, okay. Well, always. I'm so glad that you were able to make it. You know, I had to have my Elizabeth fix for the month since your show was the Christmas Day. And I'm not doing anything on Christmas Day, so.
That's,
you know,
right, honey. That's right.
No goes, me.
Thank you. Well, much love to you both.
Thank you.
And
thank
to
you. Thank you for sharing always. I love
thank
your song.
You.
Get that CD.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Okay, honey. All right. Much love. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me see if I can click on Ebony now.
Aww. We'll get her next time.
That's okay.
She's gone off to go ahead and start that children's meditation.
Maybe so. And I really do see visions of that, and it really is a phenomenal place. So, you know.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You can imagine starting so young, and there are some kids out here now that start young with the meditation, the yoga, and everything. And think about how much calmer the world would be with those type of individuals in our midst, you know?
I know, and that's what I feel when I think of Ebony and her work, and it was like, this is just such a blessing to the world, to these children, to everybody. It really does benefit everybody you know, it's part of changing that group consciousness, that societal consciousness, and taking the focus off of all of the chaos, the turmoil, the, you know, the shootings and all of the other stuff that you hear about in the news, and putting it back where it belongs, which is in us, in our hearts, in who we are creating ourselves to be. And that's
absolutely
what we are moving towards.
Yes, absolutely. Well said.
So I guess you should start meditating with your children too, although your children are grown. So, but they're still your children.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And they can still, they have their place in the world where they can help change it as well.
Exactly.
Through thought, you know?
Yeah. And that's the wonderful thing about life. You know, it is so strange how, when I look at my life and I see how things are changing and I see how I am changing. And, you know, it's like I said, I don't think the way I used to think.
Mm, wonderful.
And so sometimes when I'm wanting to say something, there's nothing there because I'm not thinking.
Right.
But I don't know if that makes any sense at all to anybody.
Yep. I completely understand.
But it's part of
I think sometimes the best words spoken are those not heard. I'm sorry. I think the best words spoken are the ones not heard. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I agree, you know, it's just a whole different way of being. And there's so much more freedom in it,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, my guidance would always tell me, you know, when you let go of all of this thinking and all of this garbage, then you really will have more freedom. And I would be like, yeah, right, you know, because my ego would say, no, you're not going to have more freedom. It's not going to be better without me. And the truth of the matter is that it is better. The more you release that ego. Yeah, it just makes a phenomenal difference is that you can be at peace with yourself, with your life, with every single moment. And nothing worries me, which feels weird, but it feels good.
Yeah,
and I find myself, you know, wanting to walk away from people who are talking about their worries because I really don't want to go there.
Right. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You know, you can switch it around and say, okay, well, what positive is happening in your life? Let's focus on that for a minute, you know? And then if they start talking about that, they get mad because it's like, I didn't want to go there. I'm changing the way I'm feeling. I want to stay in the negative quicksand. Okay, we'll stay there. And then you feel like talking about your blessings and what you're actually grateful for, then it'll change the way that you look at the stuff that's going on in your life, you know?
Yes, it will. And the more
and
people
that's the beauty.
Start
yeah.
embracing that, the more beautiful that they will find their existence becomes. It's a matter of releasing that whole idea that you're stuck. Because you're not stuck. You can't be stuck. You're always moving. You're always changing. So letting go of that whole idea that you can be stuck. That's
right,
what allows you the
evolving.
Freedom to move.
Yeah. We're always evolving. You know, it's like a bungee jumper. You know, you're just going, you're stretching out as far as you can and just go for it. And then just stay on that right vibration and you'll get to the right things and life will be so much easier, you know?
Exactly. And there's so much to look forward to.
Yeah, so much, so much. Yes, I agree.
So everyone listening, you know, if you want to start letting go of that whole belief system that says you are small, you are insignificant, you can't do this, you can't do that. You're always going to have this problem, this issue, whatever those issues are. If you want to start letting that go, you know, just pick one little thing and work on that. You don't have to, you know, wipe everything out at once because, frankly, if you did, you wouldn't know who you were. So just pick one little thing and start taking the inspired actions to change it. And over time, you will find that you've changed a lot in your life because it does really add up. It accumulates. And I can look back now over the last 7, 8 months and see the huge changes that have happened in my life. That when they were happening, they didn't seem big. They didn't really seem like all that much. But now when I look back and see the accumulation, it's like amazing how far I've come, you know? And it was an easy transition, as much as I allowed it to be easy. Of course, there were times when I decided it couldn't be easy, it had to be difficult, and it had to be huge boulders that I was climbing over. But when I let that go, and they just became little pebbles, and you just step over and keep moving, it's really amazing how we really do create what we experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can change it just by thinking of it in a different form, you know, in a different way. It's that easy,
yes.
Isn't it?
It really is. Although it takes us a little while to accept that it really can be that easy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Indigo, the deliciousness of life. It's the give
yes,
me the buffet all you
fun.
Can eat. You know,
exactly.
Everybody goes online and they order all this stuff online. Can you imagine just in your mind ordering the right way to live or the right way you want to be and just put that order
yeah.
in and all of a sudden the red carpet is laid out for you and you're thinking, wow, this is too good. Something got to go wrong. No, no, it doesn't have to go wrong. You know?
Yeah.
It's lovely. I love it. And thank you, Barbara, for helping me to keep my life on the straight and narrow. You're my GPS system, okay?
Well, you know, we help each other, and that's always been true. It's not just a matter of giving or receiving. It's giving and receiving.
Yeah.
Because the two really do go hand in hand. And it's when you allow both in your life that you get to experience the joy. When you're only allowing one, you don't have that sense of fulfillment because it's not complete. It takes both.
Yes, I understand. I understand that so completely.
Wonderful.
Life is good.
Yes, it is. So I'm getting the feeling that there is a message for you if you want to hear it.
Okay, I'll listen. Absolutely, I will.
I knew you'd be so agreeable. Okay, here's the message. Beloved, life is this amazing journey, and each of you are here to experience that journey, to experience that amazement, to come to an understanding of yourself, of the truth of you, of your power, of your true purpose in life. And that's why you're here. And each of you are experiencing different things on this journey. And that's wonderful. Because it's not meant to be just one journey that everybody experiences the exact same thing. That would be so uninteresting. You are each unique, different. And yet you are each equal. And equal does not mean that you have to be the same. Equal means that everybody is on the same level. Everybody has the same connection with the divine. Everybody has opportunities that match who they are. And so if you find that your life is not filled with the opportunities that you want, look at your beliefs and let go of the ones that you don't want to believe anymore. You were the one that decided you were going to believe them to begin with, so you're the only one that can decide that you don't want to believe them anymore. And find the new beliefs that actually work in your life. We know that there are so many traditions, especially around this time of the year. You have traditions about what you're supposed to do for this particular holiday, what kind of gifts you're supposed to give to this particular person. You have all of these traditions about what you eat, what you watch, what you wear, what you sing. You don't have to keep any of that. And we know that the whole idea of stepping outside of your traditions is like, oh my gosh, who will I be if I'm not in my traditions? You'll still be you. You'll be the you that you create yourself to be, which is who you are now. So if you want to create yourself to be someone else, there's no one stopping you except you. And if you're worried about how everybody else is going to react, what they're going to think, we strongly encourage you to just stop. You don't have any control over them. You're not supposed to. They're going to think whatever they think, no matter what you do. Let them think it. What is it that you want? What is it that you are creating? What new traditions do you want to establish? Really look at what you believe. Look deeply into what you believe. Your life is changing. And your life is changing in a very big way. So this is an excellent opportunity for you to establish your new tradition. A time for you to start making your life about you, allowing you to explore your soul, your light, your purpose on this earth. So let this be a season of change and allow yourself to open up even more to the love that is within you. We love you. Are wonderful. Okay.
That was beautiful. Oh my goodness. I felt that so much.
So now you get to create the new Christmas traditions. Yay!
Wow, that's wonderful. I've actually already started, you know?
Wonderful.
Like, yeah. But it's cool and it's great and it's good. And I so love it. I so love where I am right now in my life, in my spirit, in my evolution in spirit. You know, it's such a good thing.
Good. Well, have an absolutely wonderful trip, and, you know, I hope that you enjoy every single moment of it, and I can't wait to hear about the wonderful things that happen.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I just feel like I keep hearing the record playing in my head, "On the Road Again."
I'm also seeing a new man coming into your life. I don't know if that's something you've been putting out there, but...
Oh, I don't know. I'm on the highway right now. I'm like, I'm looking at this car. I'm like, hey, you. No, no, I'm kidding. You said, no, man, I was
wow,
passing this guy. I'm like, is that you?
Hey, you never know.
That's right.
Just be open to whatever it is that's meant to come your way and enjoy it. That's the big thing. Have
all
fun
right.
with it.
All right. I definitely will do that.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show, even though you're on the road and you've got all that stuff
yeah.
going on. I appreciate your being here. And
well, thank you for having
me.
I thank technology. Yeah. I thank technology because
yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do this, you know, before. But I just thank everything. I'm able to be on the phone and able to talk with you and share with the audience and listen to the audience share with you and just keep evolving. I love it. Thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you.
Love you.
And have a wonderful weekend and lots of love to you and your family.
Oh, thank you. You too, dear. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Love y'all.
And thanks.
Peace.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. And thanks to everyone for listening, and I will be back on Tuesday. And everyone, go out and do something you love this weekend. Do something just for you. Bye-bye, everybody.